Jay Perry, Point of Perspective. Joey Corona.
Boom! Here we go, Jay, gotta let him know. Here we go, Jay, gotta let him know. Here we go, Jay, gotta let him know. Here we go, Jay, gotta let him know.
Get it off your chest, this is what you need. The truth is told by my man Jay Perry. All content from politics to relationships. Turn the volume up a lot, not a little bit. This is where you go to get the realness. This is how we do it, can you feel this? Point of perspective, this that real shit. Sit back, relax, pay attention to the substance.
Here we go, Jay, gotta let him know. 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 Here we go, Jay, gotta let him know.
Point of Perspective Podcast, back at you on a less than happy uptake on this one. Before we get into it, we got my brother Jabbar on the line, helping me navigate this special episode. Jabbar, tell the people what's up, man.
Hey, what's up, people? What's up, man? I ain't gonna be able to use my normal catchphrase on this because this is definitely a somber time, man, in everybody's world, I'm sure, no matter how you really feel. This one we definitely is good to do, but yeah, it's a sad time. But I'm so happy to be here supporting this wonderful podcast and platform and contribute once again. Here I am.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, well, you know me. If you've been living under a rock, then you wouldn't know, but Mr. DMX... Earl has passed away at the age of 50 years young, unfortunately. And, you know, we're not going to focus on the events leading up to his passing. We're going to try to focus on all of the positive things that he has impacted the industry and the culture with. I guess real quick, Jabbar, when was the first time you was introduced or came across DMX? Dark Man X.
I tell you what, definitely the first time, man. I'm a big up to another now ancestor, old Chubb, man. You know how tight me and Chubb used to be. Mr. Carlito King. He introduced me in the late 90s, because I was definitely I'm a grown man phase. I ain't listening to rap music at the time. However, you know, DMX and I like around the same age, you know. Carlito King, Mr. Chubb, he was the first, I guess, 98. I think he put me on the DMX, as I probably had heard him, wasn't paying attention. Because, you know, I literally was not listening to much rap. I think the only rap I probably listened to back around that time was like Master P. You know what I'm saying? Because I love Master P.
Right.
And anything from No Limit. And so, you know, maybe some New Orleans rappers. And I'm sure we're going to bring this up later on. It was refreshing hearing DMX. And of course, you know, I want to give a shout out to like Nas. These guys kind of held New York down and all that stuff. But it was something definitely special about him and being from New York that, you know, put him on the map. Yeah. So, but late 90s.
I was in high school, about to get out of high school. When I first heard it was DMX on the Lox Power Money Respect, Lox Little Kim, and that's when they brought that's when I want to say DMX got his first radio got the first taste of him, and I can't recite the lyrics, but I remember hearing it and I was like, who in the hell is this cat? Like, you could feel his energy coming. Literally through the radio. me and a partner of mine, Anton Nelson, rest in peace. We actually went to it was the name of this music store, man, that we would go to and get CDs and cassettes from. And we got the maxi CD of Get At Me Dog.
Ooh.
And man, me and Nelson. Yeah. Must have played that thing 1,000 times and learned every piece of it, word lyric by rhyme by rhyme. Good at me, dog. So it was, but yeah, man, his and yeah. You know, and just like you said, being from down south, I really didn't listen to a lot of New York rap, with the exception of like Wu-Tang, Nas. I think there's a couple of others, but you know, most of the rap I listened to was No Limit, Cash Money, Scarface, Outkast, Eazy-E, Eazy-E, you know, stuff, Ice Cube, you know, that kind of stuff. So, DMX, man, I think he really breathed a lot of life back into New York when he came out, because you had him, like I say, him, the Lox, Junior Mafia, you know, they were on the uprise, and yeah, man. So yeah, for me, that's the thing about him that stands out the most is, you know, the amount of energy that this guy would put out in a song, you know.
Right.
Another notable song he did was he did the remix to the what's the guy I can hear it I know I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Phil Collins.
Yeah, he did the remix. Love that song. I love the original with Phil Collins.
Right.
And definitely love the remix with DMX on it. So yeah, man. That's probably, I think I got like three top, I think, Slipping, Feel It in the Air Tonight, and Get at Me Dog is my favorite DMX songs of all times. I mean, me, you know.
Definitely. I mean, I'm gonna have to piggyback and say, for the most part, I can put that in my top three right there as well. Even though, obviously he is one of those cats that never did a bad record, not to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or anything he's ever been on, you know, he's like that Ghost Chili Pepper, give it that spice.
Yeah.
If he was in a collaboration or his album, and I know what I admired now looking back. Most about him, he came along at a time when, you know, New York didn't have credibility. And as far as, you know, me coming up in the early 80s, mid 80s, whatever, you know, New York was it, because it came out of New York. So when, you know, the West Coast and the South had this rise, you know, New York, I'd never say it fell off, but it wasn't as relevant as a lot of these other parts of the country, and you know, they had their time. So these other guys was coming up, not that they had to pass the torch, you know, but they had their time to shine. Everybody else want to shine as well, because enough light to shine for everybody. However, when X came out and hit the scene, he, like, to me, took the mantle back without proclaiming it. You know, you had to pay attention to him. You know, he wasn't gonna be out there just, you know, everything was so raw with him, man. It was that raw energy, like you said. And it wasn't about beefing. And it was just real street, raw, uncut. He had everything going for him as far as the voice, the lyrics, the persona, the look, everything. You know what I'm saying? And he brought that edge to me back. And not to say that some of the New York cats didn't have it, but they wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, wasn't like X, you know what I'm saying? Because I always like, you know, like Mobb Deep, but what he had in this rawness, it showed everybody, to me, it's like, okay, yeah, you know, y'all had y'all time, y'all shining, you know, but this still New York, or, you know, this still how we do it in the streets where it all started from, you know what I mean? And then, of course, how he came up, and of course, when I really, really fell in love with DMX, Belly. God. Yeah, oh my God!
Yeah, I was going to get into the movie's part soon.
Yeah.
But you know, that opening scene from Belly is probably the most classic scene, man. For urban street movies, hands down. Real quick, I want to read a part of his lyrics from just certain songs as we go through this episode. So the lyric from this particular song is "I'm Gonna Crawl" featuring Dime and Dime. And the lyric reads, "Every day we live and learn, take a step by step, and we create our own path until there's no life left." So, I mean, so, you know, you got some really deep thought into these lyrics, man, that DMX had. And like I said, it's, you know, real deep cat, you know, really,
oh, yeah,
you know, tuned in to a high frequency with passion for the music. You know, he just wasn't in it to make money. You know, he was in it for you to feel the passion, the passion of his artistry, you know.
Right.
Another song real quick. Have you ever, and the lyric reads, just get back up, pray it on, and go on. So, like I said, man, this guy definitely deep, man. And like you have alluded to, the movie Belly. But man, let's just go over a few of the movies for the people who may have forgotten this guy's you know, movie credits, man. 2003, Cradle to the Grave with Jet Li.
Yes,
I give it 2 thumbs up.
Yeah.
You know, the year 2000, Romeo Must Die with
Romeo
the late great Aaliyah.
Yes, sir.
And Jet Li.
Yes, sir.
2001, Exit Wounds.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal. And, you know, yeah. Let's see. One of my personal favorites, 2004, Never Die Alone.
Come on. Bring it on. You know, I was about to curse. Bring it on. Yeah. Now, I mean, I got some more thumbs to put on that one.
Right.
I still don't understand why that's my favorite.
It is.
And
it
it's
is,
hard, man. You know, it's hard, you know, because I'm telling you, I love Belly like I love my churn.
Right.
But, man, something about Never Die Alone, man. I get, yo, I still don't get it to this day.
Well, hey,
but that's one of them. I almost wore out the DVD when I bought it.
Well, check it out, man. I actually just ordered the DVD today for $10 off Amazon. I said, you know what? I gotta watch this one again, man. You know,
yeah.
Let me read another lyric from one of his songs. The name of the song is It's On. And the lyric reads, never take a man's life because you hate yours. Never become so involved with something that it blinds you. Never forget where you're from. Someone will remind you. Never take for granted what's given as a gift. Once again, man, he just, you know, serious cat. Another song called Fame. And the lyric reads, we each have a star. All we have to do is find it. Once you do, everyone sees it, and it will be blinded. So, man, you know, this is a real heavy cat, man. And going back to the movies, another movie he did, or a recent movie, 2019, Beyond the Law. I saw that one, not in my top of his favorite movies, but it was good. Of course, as you mentioned earlier, 1998, Belly. He also did another movie that went straight to DVD called The Fast, Fierce, Death Race. He did another movie in 2018 called Pimp, another movie called Death Toll in 2008. Let's see, man. I mean, you got so many. 2007, he did a movie with Clifton Powell called Father of Lies. Let's see what else you got. I mean, you got a ton of movies, man. A ton of movies that DMX has been a part of.
Right.
What is in your opinion, where does DMX fall in the top 10 hip hop of all time? You think does he make it in there, or does he fall after the top 10?
I think he's definitely, well, to me, I can definitely put him in mind. You know, and of course, I know this is all subjective. And one of the reasons why, because of, you know, he, to me, all right, you know, me and you have discussed how I feel about Tupac. And I felt that Tupac was a better entertainer than a rapper, right? But he was extremely great or good rapper, you know, however you want to measure that, you know, and he had much talent there. But when I saw his real chops, when I saw his chops in the acting arena, you know, he could have been what, you know, like Jamie Foxx, you know, became, you know what I mean? And so to me, because DMX had that kind of talent, and the rawness is what I know a lot of these people want to bring out of what he has, because that's just, you know, that catches your attention. So when he's in a movie, you know, you are quick to forget you're in a movie and you're watching a story, you know what I'm saying, how a director want to present it. So I definitely put him in the top 10 as an overall artist, you know what I'm saying? And as a rapper, man, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to me find more edgier rappers that got real mainstream attention and even have that crossover appeal without changing who he was, right? So, right. Yeah, he definitely makes it in the top 10 for me by far, man. I mean, and that's the thing. One of the things that break my heart is not a lot of people get to really express their true talent and potential. And, you know, we all know he had his demons, but, you know, that guy was amazing, man. You know what I'm saying? He was amazing. And I think that's what makes him great, not just one thing, because he was so good at, you know, many things. You know, like when you was reciting his lyrics, to me, and then his edge is so raw, a lot of people forget how introspective and how deep this cat was, right? Right? And to me, he's like a mystic. You know what I'm saying? And some people have that connection, like you said, or operating on a higher frequency, you know, and like, okay, yeah, I need to follow this guy because he's on a level, you know what I'm saying? Or listen to what he got to say. That's like mystic to me, you know what I mean? So, yeah. I definitely put him in my top 10.
Definitely, definitely, man. Another song and lyric, Dogs for Life, and the lyric reads, keep your head from the start, don't fuck it up now. Another song, Fuck with D, lyric reads, tougher, but then come the grease. So if you want to save the peace, tame the beast. Another song, Angel featuring Regina Bell, do the right thing, because after the tears come the cheers. So it's like I said, man, I mean, you know, this guy had a ton of songs, a ton of features. So you got songs, the features, the movies, you know, and I'm not going to say, you know, the cliche thing, gone too soon, because I mean, really, when is somebody ever really ready to die? You know, whether right. It's unexpected, natural causes, right. Whatever, you know, no, I mean, when is there a right time or, oh yeah, I think I've lived long enough, I'm ready to die now. You know, that's not even a natural thought pattern, but
right.
The amount of things that he did while he was here, man, you know, a lot of people don't even get to do a third of that. And you don't have to be in entertainment to say you've done a lot of things. You know, you could be, you know, out of entertainment, you know, and have achieved so much in your natural progression. And so, I mean, you know, like I said, just so many accomplishments, you know, nothing to say, oh man, we wish we could have seen more. I mean, the only thing left for DMX to do was to jump on a rocket ship with Elon Musk and go to Mars and perform on Mars. I mean, it was really nothing else he could have, you know.
Be the official spokesman for SpaceX.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, so.
SpaceX. Right. You got to be down with this.
Right, exactly. Another song, You Could Be Blind, the lyric reads, don't listen to the buzz, don't get caught up in the hype. You'll lose everything that you work for trying to take niggas' stripes. Another song, The Rain. The lyric reads, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I gave it to you straight, don't mix it. It twists, what up for some slick shit? Yeah, man, just the wordplay on that one, man. I mean, so, you know, it's like I said, man, this guy did a lot of things, man. I mean, a lot of stuff. I mean, this, you know, like I said, you go back to the acting, you know, like I said, I think Cradle to the Grave and Never Die Alone and Belly, yeah. You know, this, you know, right. Just my top top DMX movies, you know, man, you know, like I said, man, he's going to be missed. Definitely, you know, huge impact on hip hop and the culture overall, you know, and I mean, what else can you say about him, man?
Yeah, man. Yeah, what else could you say?
You know, he's serious, man. I mean, this guy gave it to you all the way. And the thing about him, I never thought he was acting, because he's yeah. you know, like, he was always himself. You right. know, it was never him being a character of somebody yeah. else. It was always him, you know.
And yeah, I believe that's why he fit a lot of those roles so well.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, you know, you're right. From what little I know, yeah, you know, before he made it big, man, you know, he was that dude you didn't want to mess with,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I mean, I don't know if people saw the Rough Riders. Oh God, I can't remember what channel it was on, but man, this cat was so bad. He would rob people with dogs, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Yo, you don't have to, as a director, a producer, you pick him for a role and he plays this role. You know, you got the perfect mold right there to deal, you know, to express whatever you're trying to get out in your screenplay with X, man, because, you know, yeah, he, you know, a lot of that was just putting him in a position where he could relive some things, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's a bad dude. Yes, sir.
Definitely, man. Man, I'm going to read these last two song lyrics, man. We wrap this up, man. Like I said, one of my personal favorite songs from him, Slippin'. And the lyric reads is, see, to live is to suffer, but to survive, well, that's to find a meaning in the suffering. And Let Me Fly, the lyric reads, if you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, it's yours. If it doesn't, it never was. And man, you know, like I said, man, the memory, the living memory that's going to live on of DMX, Earl, Dark Man X, and yeah, man, I mean, that's it, man. I just wanted to do a tribute to him, man, and you know, just, you know, put it out there that, you know,
yeah,
he was a really big part of the culture,
yes,
you know, for 20 plus years,
yes,
you
sir.
Know, just embedded in the culture, man. You got any parting words for Dark Man X?
Yeah, man. You know, real dude, man. One of the realest, man. You know, and yes, significant, extremely significant part of the culture of rap music, hip hop. You know, everything around the essence of it, and what he personified, expressing, you know, himself, and you know, to me, like, I just got to piggyback. You said it wasn't really an act, man. It was, you know. That part of it, to me, for him, was easy to express himself. Of course, we all know he had his struggles that he dealt with throughout his life, through his childhood on into adulthood. But what he gave, you know, us, what he gave the fans, to the world, you know, we truly privileged to have that. You know what I mean? Because he gave us some of the best entertainment, some of the best lyrics, you know, some of the best of everything that I think you could get in this this time, man, especially in this genre where, you know, rap music and hip hop got so watered down, and then you get these different kind of little niches in rap, to, you know, to me, because I'm kind of an old head in that perspective. But, you know, it's guys like him that kept it so 100.
Yeah.
So, you don't go, oh, you can get that grit, you can get that raw, you can get that edge. X going to give it to you, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So, man, yep. That's what I got to say, man. I love that cat, man. And, you know, my condolences to his family, because, you know, his journey is through.
Yeah. Yes, 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 it is. Well, we're gonna wrap it up right there. This has been Pointer Perspective Podcast. Keep in touch on the Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, you know, all the above. And until next time, Pointer Perspective Podcast out.